Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Liverpool have got a potential over 28 games to come, and we can't be affording to burn out in that time. Jurgen Klopp has got his rest coming up there after he's having a year off, I think he said, suffering from a little bit of an overload and burnout himself. But yeah, for Liverpool between now and then, this is the main reason I wanted to talk to you, really, because how much will Klopp, and indeed the rest of the staff, Pep Linders, be leaning on the sports science department and the fitness department, etc., etc., between now and the end of the season? When it comes to who is fit and available, and as you mentioned earlier on, like, will training suddenly take a massive dip because they are playing so much? Like, this could be the season to end all seasons, essentially. It could be absolutely phenomenal. But how important is it that we get it right from every single possible point of view? Because the marginal gains between now and the end of the season could be absolutely imperative.
Oh, absolutely. It's a huge challenge. And everyone's involved. You know, it's the coaches, the fitness staff, the nutrition, massage, physiotherapy, you know. It's all working together to try and get the best out of these players for the next 3 months. And I doubt that there's too many players who are going to be able to play every game. So you know, it's a matter of adjusting the squad and determining who's ready to play and who's not. And that's where science comes in a bit. I think science can certainly help. I mean, obviously, I'm sure, you know, Jurgen, his staff will observe and talk to players and so on. But, you know, players aren't going to tell them that, you know, oh, I'm not feeling too flash today, you know, coach. I mean, you know, I think that's where sports science can really help. And there's a lot of data there that can show when people are, we can tell from, you know, heart rate data and GPS data and so on, you know, where players are overcooked and so on. So as I said before, I don't think they'll do much training. The players who are playing regularly are not going to do much training. They won't need to if they're playing twice a week. And then there's travel, you know, they're traveling from Europe and so on and so on. So it's hugely challenging, you know. One of the really important things that we haven't talked about is sleep. And sleep is just absolutely, I think we now realize more than ever how important sleep is. Yeah. And sleep is challenging. You know, I mean, you take last night, you finish the game at, 10 o'clock, you probably get home at, 11, 11:30, you can't go straight to, you're not going to be imagine Conor Bradley is sort of buzzing for about 3 hours.
Absolutely.
And so on.
Yeah.
You know, so that's challenging. And, you know, so in the old days, you know, you would have said, oh, well, they've got to be in at 9 o'clock this morning. Well, I'm sure they're not in at 9 o'clock this morning, you know. And so, you know, things like that is sleep is really important. And same when you're traveling, you know, into Europe and so on, you're in strange hotels, you're on planes. I mean, that's a really important aspect. So a lot of time is spent on sort of sleep hygiene, sleep education, working out the best way to get adequate sleep. So that's really very important, I think. And then, yeah, just recovery in general from games is going to become so, so important. Yeah. Get the nutrition right, get the fluids right, get the massage right, so that, 48 hours after one game, you're ready to do a bit of quality training, it might be a huge amount, but just do a little bit of training and then, the next day you might play a game and so on. So, but there will be, there's minor injury, niggles and hopefully not too many serious injuries, but there's going to be wear and tear injuries for sure. And, I don't think any player ever goes onto the pitch absolutely 100%, feeling there's always, a niggle here or some soreness or the aftermath of the previous game. And the more we can minimise that, the better. So there'll be a lot of maintenance work, a lot of maintenance, massage, physiotherapy, The gym plays an important role, maintaining strength and so on. But they'll be off legs a lot. You know, they'll be in the pool a fair bit, on the bike. You know, just keeping their sort of heart rate up and not doing too much work on their legs. So as I said, it's an art and a science, and it takes a team approach. And the key to it is all working together. Mm-hmm. You know, if the science people think that they've got all the answers, or the football people think they're, you know, it's all combining our knowledge and our experience, and they've all had a lot of experience now, and so you take advantage of that, and just get the best the best result you can. It, you know, it might be perfect. There'll be injuries, there'll be people who lose form, but we've got to do what we can to try and maximize that.
Yeah, absolutely. You mentioned earlier on, like, the squad depth now at Liverpool, with the quality of players that are coming back as well, and the ones that have made their way back to training or in the squads or whatever it may be. Like, that feels, from a footballing point of view, that feels like a huge plus, really, because the squad isn't a skeleton squad anymore. You're not turning to the likes of Thiago in years gone by and asking him to go again and again and again. You can afford to take people out. If they are getting near to a red zone in training or whatever it may be, or they are showing signs of fatigue, you can afford to say, do you know what, I don't need to take a risk on you today. And I think the Europa League's been a bit of a blessing in disguise for that as well, because albeit Liverpool got the job done quite comprehensively, they didn't need to start their best 11 week in, week out to do so. I think that's been massive for Liverpool so far this season.
Yeah, I think so. And same with the Carabao Cup. And, they've played some of their better players off the bench and so on. So you just give them a little bit of a break.
Yeah.
But now, you know, things get serious now. So, you know, you can't you can't do too much of that. But they're going to clearly rotate. And, you know, they're in a good position now because they've discovered a few extra players, haven't they? And which has been, you know, terrific. And, you think when you lost TAA and Robbo, a couple of months ago, disaster, know. And but the other two have done well. So, it's a credit to the club that they were able to step up. They were obviously ready, and just sitting on the sidelines waiting. And that's a challenge, when players are not playing, to have them ready to go, maximum fitness, psychologically right, because it can be pretty depressing if you're not playing. And so you've got to get the head right and the body right for those players. And who knows, there might be someone who doesn't play all year, and then you get an injury and you need them for the Europa League final, or the last game of the Premier League or something, and they've got to be spot on, ready to go from a physical and a training point of view and mentally as well. So that's a huge challenge. So it's not just your top 11 or 13 or 14 players. You've got to have the whole squad, attention to the whole squad, and that's it's so important.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Well, therein lies the genius of Jurgen Klopp for me, because he's brilliant in every single facet of being a football manager. But for me, it's his man management and it's his ability to get everybody pulled in the same direction, whether they be part of the best 11 or otherwise. Because you're right, to call upon the lads that he's done in recent weeks and in years gone by and get them to come in and perform at the level required has just been, it's a skill, it's an art form essentially in itself. Just on that, Jurgen Klopp recently, they've turned back to a brains trust of neuroscientists, it says here, to help Liverpool's quadruple bid. I mean, this falls right into your wheelhouse, essentially. What do you make of that? What do you make of outside sort of influence or help, I guess, in terms of Liverpool? That's just marginal gains again, isn't Liverpool trying to get an advantage?
Yeah, I think so. You know, look, you know, there's plenty of expertise out there. You know, I think we all call on, you know, as a doctor, for instance, you know, I would call on other specialists in particular areas, for instance, you know, so, you know, I'm sure that the science people do the same. I mean, you know, none of us have all the answers, you know, and you know, that's when you get in trouble, when you think you have all the answers, you know, and we can all learn from other people. On the other hand, you know, you don't want too many opinions and so on. So, you know, I think, you know, you basically get, you know, get input and get opinions from different people, you know, put it all together, and then you put your own stamp on that and come up with a program. So, I'm a great one for getting, you know, picking people's brains, basically, you know, because, yeah, I certainly don't profess to have all the answers and you know, and no one does. But, you know, I know, I mean, we mentioned Darren Burgess before. He was always very good at that. You know, he would, you know, pick other people's brains the whole time on what they were doing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, most of the time they probably weren't doing as, you know, as much as him. But, you know, every now and then, look, you know, they're doing this and, you know, we should try this. And, you know, he'd look into it then and, you know, do all the research and to say, oh, okay, yeah, we can, you know, adjust this a little bit or try this. So there's always, you can always improve, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, when you get into trouble, the moment you say, yeah, you know, we're doing a fantastic job here and, you know, aren't we good, then that's when you get into trouble.
Well, that's where Jurgen Klopp's been at pains to say, pretty much throughout his Liverpool tenure, really, how all of the credit shouldn't land on his door. He's been stressing the importance of Pep Linders alongside him. In the backroom staff generally, Michael Edwards, when he was there and stuff like that, he's always, always, always been there, like I say, absolutely adamant that it isn't all his credit.
No, it's a team effort, you know, and you've all got to be pulling together. That's the secret. You know, you need team players off the field as well as on the field. And, you know, I've seen, you know, teams destroyed by, you know, people off the field with egos who, you know, think it's all about them or, you know, playing little games or, you know, I mean, you know, you've all just got to, you know, just swallow your ego a little bit and just say, you know, we're all in this together. You know, what can I, you know, the constant question is, you know, what can I be doing? You know, what can I do to make this team better, mm-hmm. you know, from a performance point of view, from an injury point of view, you know, that's your constant. You've got to be, every morning you got to wake up and say, okay, what can we do today, you know, to make this team better? And there's always plenty of things you can do, you know, and whatever they're doing, yeah.
I was going to say, it's working.
Okay, aren't they?
Yeah, it's working at the minute. Long may that continue.
You know, the intensity, you know, I've watched a lot of football. I don't think I've ever seen a team play with the intensity that Liverpool are playing with at the moment.
Does that change things from your perspective? Just finally then, because obviously, again, you've worked in different teams, different sports, whatever. Is the style of which a team goes about their business, does that influence your job? Because if you went to Man City, to use that obvious example, they play in a passive is harsh, but it's quite slow, they keep the ball, etc. Whereas Liverpool, it's feral, it's intense. Does that change your job?
Yeah, of course. You know, they can only do that if they have, you know, superb fitness levels. You know, you look at some, especially the forwards, you know, I mean, they're constantly sprinting, you know, and that's, you know, that's hard work. Yeah. You know? And to play at that intensity that Jurgen wants to play with, the fitness levels have to be, you know, quite above, you know, the average team, certainly. And and I suspect that most of these players have taken their fitness to a completely new level, you know, that they've never thought they could get to or you know, thought it was important enough. But now it's just so important to play that way, you know. I mean, whether you're not, there are obviously different ways to play, but that's the way they play and you know, it seems to work. And but to do that, you know, is enormously demanding, you know, and it's not surprising they get injuries. I mean, you know, the physical demands are more than any football team has ever done, really, I think. You know, I can't remember a team playing with the intensity that Liverpool play with. Now, they have for short periods of time, but Liverpool seem to be able to sustain it for 90 minutes, you know, and obviously they bring on, you know, their three or four subs at 65 minutes or whatever, which helps maintain the intensity. But it's you know, it's full on. And so that's a huge challenge for the fitness staff to get them to that level and then maintain that level without, you know, overcooking people and getting them injured and so on. So it's got to be a gradual process. You can't do this too quickly.
No.
You know, as soon as you do it too quickly, that's when you get into trouble. So it takes time. And then you don't have a lot of time pre-season. So there's a lot of challenges in going about this. But you know, they've obviously they've done a fantastic job. I have to give credit to the fitness staff. I mean, they're really they deserve a lot of the credit, because without that, you know, the Jurgen couldn't play the way that he wants to play.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they deserve loads of plaudits. I quite agree with you. But yeah, just on Jurgen then, before I let you go, I could carry this on forever, by the way, you can probably tell. Speaking to a former fitness guy on cricket and football, this is literally my heaven. Just on Jurgen then, obviously we touched on it earlier on, he has announced he will be leaving. I mean, everything's been said. Superlatives have ran out for Jurgen Klopp essentially now, but it will be a sad old day, because he's just been a phenomenal football manager, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, an outstanding person, you know, outstanding people person, manager. But look, I can quite understand why he's burnt out. I mean, it's massively demanding, maybe as a result of this, they might appreciate the fact that, the demands on a football team manager in a big club like Liverpool, but also the way he does it. You know, I mean, he's involved in everything. He's embracing everything. He's talking to, you know, sponsors, to fans, to players. I mean, he's constantly, I'm sure the club is constantly saying, oh, yeah, can you do this? Can you do that? You know, because he's the face of the club. And so it's so multidimensional. If you just sort of coaching the football team, you know, that's demanding enough. But all the other stuff that goes on, you know, how many press conferences does he do a week? You know, I mean,
too many for his liking, I think.
Well, I think they all think that. Yeah. But I mean, you know, constantly doing media interviews and so on. So there's, you know, there's never a break. And you know, as he pointed out, you know, over the summer, you know, you don't really have a break. I mean, they're planning things. They're I'm not surprised at all that he wants to take a break, and I think he's deserved it. And and for the pity is that he can't take sort of 6 months off and then come back. You know, I mean, the system doesn't sort of allow that really, or you can't really sort of have a month off. You know, you could say you could have a month off, but still he's so he does need to have a complete break. But I reckon after 3 months he'll be bored. He'll want to do something. But
you can come back if he wants.
He needs that. But no, outstanding manager, outstanding person, what he's done for this football club is quite remarkable. So he'll never be forgotten.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.